Hey, I'm from your class.
Hi. Sorry, you probably know this already. And I plan to actually introduce myself, but it's kind of raining and it's cold outside. Do you mind to let me inside? Great, thank you. Give me a sec. Thanks. So, I'm B, and I was kind of wondering where you were heading. You know that we have this class together for like 2 months now, right? I mean, we never really talked, and I feel like it's kind of a waste. So, what are you doing here all alone? You don't know anyone in this class? But that's no reason to be alone in your car, is it? A lot of the guys and girls from this class sit in front of the building at the benches just killing the time. We almost all didn't know each other. Oh. You get shy around new people. It's more than being shy, huh? You don't know what to do with yourself around them? Hey, I know we don't really know each other, but if it's okay with you, why don't you just sit with me and my group of friends from now on? Or, just the two of us, if you feel more comfortable this way. You look shocked. Do you want to be alone, or am I doing something I shouldn't do right now? What about me? I really don't mind. Not at all. I mean, I think you may be a cool guy. I would like to know more about you and spend more time with you. Sorry if I'm being really upfront here. This is just kind of how I am, you know? But I think I like you. Look, you're cute. You're smart and really polite the few times we talked in class. Plus, looking at you is a good way to kill some time in class. Hey, you're still super anxious, huh? I'm sorry if I'm pushing you too much. I just noticed your luck in my way in class for time to time, so I thought I'd give it a shot. Am I overstepping some boundaries here? No? Okay, then what's going on? You're scared. Wait, what? You're scared of me? Why? Is it something that I did? Or is it the way that I talked? Or the way I approached you? Or... It's a general fear. You are scared by women because you don't know how to deal with them? Did something happen in the past that made you feel this way? Or... maybe some bad ending to a confession, or... No, yeah, sure, I get that. I mean, you don't need to talk about it. We are still practically strangers. But, as I said, I'd like to know more about you. So, let's talk. Don't worry, no more heavy stuff. Just... casual small talk. And maybe when we know each other better, we can talk about this whole situation. What do you say? Yeah? Great! Give me a second. I got the perfect app for this. Here. You just spin the wheel and we get a random topic to talk about. You know, favorite movie, favorite food, what you did last summer, stuff like that. Do you want to play? Nice. Here, let me spin first. What is your favorite summer day refreshment?
What a weird topic considering the outside, right? Yeah, summer really feels like ages ago.
So, what's your answer?
Oh, nice! I like that one too. Mine would be a slush ice.
You know, my dad bought a slush machine for me and my little sister back when we were in elementary school.
Yeah. We used it on a daily basis for like 2 weeks until our mom said it would ruin our stomach and put it into the attic. But
every time she was gone, Dad got it down for us to use.
This went on for so long. Thanks to this, I get all nostalgic every time I see a slush machine. The good old days, right?
Okay, now you can spin it.
Worst food delivery experience.
I don't know if I can think of something except for just the generic watery fries. Oh. You know a story? Okay.
They can't really have sent you this, right? Wait, you have a pic?
Show me! I don't care if it's disgusting. Please, just show it to me. Please! Yes! Okay, show me.
Ew, what the fuck? This looks horrible.
How can they think someone would eat this?
No, you didn't. You didn't eat this.
That is so disgusting. Okay, just because you already paid for it doesn't mean you have to eat it. So how was it?
Oh, it was bad, huh? Well, who could have guessed? But not bad enough to throw it away.
Well, yeah, no, I get that. I don't like wasting food either. Okay, now is my turn again. When was your first kiss, and who... you okay? Hey, let's just skip this one, okay? What? You don't mind? Are you sure? I mean, I don't want to push you to talk about this and... Okay. If you change your mind, just say so, okay? I don't want you to feel anxious around me. Alright, I'll start. There's no special story or something. I think I was like 15. And this boy in my class asked me to be his girlfriend. I liked him, so I said yes. And just a few days later, I kissed him after he walked me home from school. Excuse me? What do you mean that's it? Oh, I told you there's no special story. Well, I'm sorry if this can't compete with your Burger from Hell story. So, what about you? You never kissed someone.
Really?
Well, yeah, a peck at a party as a teen isn't something you would call a kiss, I guess. Hey, you look really sad right now. Are you really sure you want to talk about this? I mean, I,
understand if you don't want to. You want to get it off your chest, huh? Sure. Of course, I'll listen. So, okay. She was the girl you liked back then. Uh-huh. And this wasn't the only time you two were flirty? Oh, even your friends asked you about it. Okay, what happened next? You were too shy to actually confess to her, but tried to make the signals clear that she could go for it first. Okay. No, I don't think there's a problem with that. I mean, many people are shy when it comes to love, and listening to you, it feels like she should have known this about you. Was this your first time being in love? The second time. So you were scared of getting rejected again, so you just waited to protect yourself. I can understand that. Really, I mean, I have a friend who is the same way. After getting hurt, she went into this bubble of protection to not get hurt again. You thought you weren't good enough to get a girlfriend in school, so you wanted to work on yourself to find love in college. But things didn't work out as planned, and you wasted years isolating yourself. And since then, it got worse and worse. No, of course, I don't think you are pathetic. I think you are just very, very unlucky. Hey, can you tell me what she did to leave you in this state of mind? I want to understand. I mean, from the way you were speaking, I guess it wasn't a good ending, but what actually happened? She ghosted you. Do you know why? A friend of yours tried to get with her, so he told her to do this because you were a loser? What? What an asshole. Please tell me you cut ties with him. You did. After graduation. So until then, you just kept it to yourself, even though you knew about this? Why? You didn't want to lose a friend, even though you knew he wasn't an actual friend. You idiot. You're too nice. You should have told him. You should have told him and kicked his ass. And about the girl. She isn't worth the worry if she decided to do something like that on a whim. Yeah. No, you're right. You probably knew all this before we talked already. Sorry, I was just really angry. I mean, how could they do this to you? You seem so nice. And they just took it for granted and didn't care about how you would feel. But I do. So I get mad when I hear that there were people in your life that made you feel worthless. Because you're not. You're great. And I don't say this just to cheer you up. I mean it. I thought about this even before I entered the car. As I was saying, I was watching you in class. You may be quiet, but every time you have to interact with someone in class, you always have a smile on your face. You wouldn't know this, but makes it feel really good to talk to you. Like, you give off this really warm aura, if I may say so. What was that? Sorry, could you speak up a little bit? I couldn't understand you. Oh. You think that it's nice to be around me as well, huh? So, when I take your arm and just cling to it right now, like this, you wouldn't mind? Good. Because that is exactly what I want to do right now. Sitting here, watching the rain and feeling your warmth. Hey, I thought about something. Isn't it good that you didn't get an actual kiss from that girl back then? Yeah, because it means that you don't have to think back to those people. Oh, it does bother you. You're scared of disappointing the girl that you like? I don't think you have to worry so much. I mean, we are basically cuddling right now, and let me tell you, it is great. Don't tell me you just realized it. See, you just need to relax, and things will go on by themselves. It just needs the right atmosphere. You are great, okay? Every girl can see that. I can see that. Why do you look so shocked? I already told you that I like you, right? So, can I be your first kiss? Come here, my shy boy. See? Nothing to be scared about. Felt good, right? 'Cause for me, it definitely did. Of course it did. I wouldn't lie to you. Now, let me get some more before we have to get back into class. Thank you for telling me all this. I mean, I know this stuff can be hard to talk about, but I want to be there for you. Because you feel special to me. Oh, yeah. Give me your phone. Gimme. And done. You got my number now. Text me, okay? Don't be a stranger. And maybe, next Friday, I'm throwing a party at my place. I don't know if you're interested or even have the time, but if you are, and if you're free, I would love to have you there. You'll come? Ooh, great. I can't wait for Friday now. I'll text you the details later, okay? I think we have to head back to class. Can I hold on to your arm while we're going back? It's cold, and I forgot my jacket in the room. Thanks. Now let's go. We don't want to be late, right?